AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Experts are worrying aloud about the Just Out Jobs Report.
U.S. employers added just 75,000 jobs in May, and while the unemployment rate remains at a near 50-year low of 3.6%, Gus Fauché, the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group, calls that disappointing.
Not only did we see weak job growth in May, but we also saw a downward revision to job growth in both March and April. So this was a soft report.
He says the sluggishness is an indication of a confidence problem.
That being said, that means if these issues with the trade get resolved pretty quickly, that we could see job growth bounce back rapidly.
Matt Small, Washington.
Another bright spot, wages are up 3.1% from a year ago. A U.S. military ship and a Russian destroyer came dangerously close to each other in the East China Sea today. Both countries' militaries are accusing each other of almost causing a potentially disastrous accident. The U.S. says the USS Chancellorsville had to quickly reverse all engines at full throttle to avoid hitting the Russian ship, which was quickly approaching behind the Chancellorsville as a helicopter was trying to land on it. U.S. and Mexican officials are continuing their negotiations to try to avert President Trump's 5% tax on imports from Mexico. It's scheduled to take effect on Monday. The president's trying to pressure Mexico into stopping the flow of immigrants across the border, telling Fox News Channel's Laura Ingram on the Ingram Angle.
When you're the piggy bank that everybody steals and robs from and they deceive you and they've been doing for 25 years, tariffs are a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful word if you know how to use them properly.
Facebook isn't letting its apps come pre-installed on smartphones sold by Huawei. It's complying with U.S. restrictions. This is the latest fallout in the escalating U.S.-China tech battle. This is AP Radio News. As the U.S. prepares to investigate big tech, it'll look for inspiration and possibly some warnings at Europe.
The EU has in time slapped Google with multi-billion dollar fines for repeatedly abusing its market dominance to stifle competition. It's also demanded that online companies explain more clearly to users what happens to their personal data. As well, national authorities have mounted their own probes over privacy issues and proposed stricter rules on dangerous content. Despite these efforts, the big technology company's power appears undiminished, underscoring the challenge ahead for American regulators. One legal expert says he blames the slow pace on the lack of effective enforcement remedies to restore competition. Charles Ledesma, London.
Authorities say a man charged with shooting three people dead and wounding two others in Detroit had targeted them because they were part of the LGBTQ community. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.